From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Ogden might rename a street that honors activist Cesar Chavez. He co-founded the United Farm Workers Union in the 1960s. Last week, the New York Times reported allegations that he raped his longtime organizing partner, Dolores Huerta, and sexually abused girls. The Ogden City Council says that doesn't align with the city's values, and it's taking the accusations seriously. It says it'll weigh community input before making a decision. The Salt Lake City Council says it's considering its next steps and stance with sexual assault survivors. Utah State's March Madness run ended yesterday. The Aggies fell to top seed Arizona 66-78. The loss comes after defeating Villanova Friday afternoon. The USU men's basketball team finished the year with a 29-7 record. That's third best in program history. The Aggies women's gymnastics team did have a victory over the weekend. They won their second straight Mountain West postseason championship. And the University of Utah gymnastics team took home the Big 12 title. That's a back-to-back championship win for the Red Rocks. Scientists are using new technology to help protect endangered fish in the Colorado River. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, it's being deployed to root out harmful invasive species.
New sampling machines in the river are using something called eDNA to detect skin cells and other genetic markers of unwanted fish, like smallmouth bass. The bass eat other fish. Scientists want to help. Kimberly Dibble is a fish biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Arizona.
A lot of invasive species efforts are very costly. It takes a lot of boots on the ground, lots of hands in the water to try to find fish that are relatively rare in a system that haven't started increasing in population size yet. And so this technology allows us to sort of target certain areas for invasive species removal.
The goal is to create a broad network of the sampling machines in Western waterways. Dibble says eDNA tech will also help states monitor for dozens of other invasive species, including tiny zebra mussels that have recently infested the Colorado River. I'm Scott Franz.
Utah hit more record highs on Saturday. Salt Lake City got up to 84 degrees. That's now the hottest recorded temperature there for March. Cedar City and Spanish Fork bested their old records by 1 and 3 degrees, respectively. And the National Weather Service says Utah also had record high minimums on Saturday. 45 degrees at Alta over the previous 41. Capitol Reef and Canyonlands National Parks both hit 4 degrees above their old records. On average, Utah's priciest hotels were in Wasatch County last year. They averaged just over $475 a night. The Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute finds that's up 15% from the year before. Jessica Broadhead is deputy director for Heber Valley Tourism. She spoke to the Heber City Council last week.
Tourism is a flourishing economy for Wasatch County, and we're quite proud of that.
Broadhead says its visitor-generated tax revenue totals $54 million a year, and more than 2,000 jobs are tied to tourism. KPCW reports part of the average price bump is because of higher rates at new, high-end hotels in the county. But short-term rental rates for a condo or house are dropping across the Wasatch Back. You're listening to KUER News.